Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. It has been reported that Kaizer Chiefs midfielder George Maluleka has signed a pre-contract with Mamelodi Sundowns. There, he'll earn a reported 5.5 million rand every single year. It's a tough loss for Amakhosi, who also have that transfer ban that was handed out by FIFA for the next two windows, which means that they might struggle to find a suitable replacement for George in time for next season. It's also not an easy move for the star man himself either. He'll have fierce competition for a place in the starting 11, with Hlompho Kekana and Andile Jali looking solid in the middle of the park for Coach Pitso. So will he be a success at Klerkdorp, or has Maluleka joined for the money with his retirement years not very far away? As usual, you sent in your voice note reactions and commented on our question on Facebook. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Well, of course, when we posed this question on Facebook, you all came running to the comments section to give your first thoughts. Siboniso came through and said, at his age, that's a very good retirement package. As for game time, nope. He won't make the cut there with Jali back to his best level. And who is going to put Kekana on the bench? I don't think so. They also have a young and energetic Umkhulise, so it's straight to the stands for George. Mutelo said, every player wants to play for a team with ambitions, rather than just being another team in the league. Over the years, Sundowns proved to be that ambitious team. Hence, he chose them over loyalty. He even knows that it's not going to be easy, with Kekana, Jali, Mabunda, Siabi, Rivaldo, Manyisa, and Mohomi in the side. But it's worth the ambitions he has as a player. Siabonga said, Kaizer Chiefs fans are very hurt. He said that with about five E's in very. They can't hide it. At least he will be winning trophies while sitting on the bench rather than playing for Giants who fail to win trophies. Harsh, harsh opinions here. David came through and said, I love that guy, but he made the wrong choice to go to Sundowns. He will sit on the bench to watch the games. They will loan him to a small team like Polokwane, Highlands, Maritzburg or Cape Town City. Just watch and see. Interesting one. I don't know if George would agree to a move like that at this age, but only time will tell. Luyanda came through and he said, shout out to Pitso for doing what he does best, eliminating competitions by taking regulars from clubs that give him a tough time. He has definitely disturbed the energy in the Kaizer Chiefs locker room. That I cannot agree with more. Whether or not it's Pitso playing tactics, one thing we all know for sure is that Kaizer Chiefs has been rattled. With the transfer ban, a lack of depth, now one of their best players leaving the side, they'll need to find a way to fill the hole in the midfield. So I agree with you on that one, Luyanda. Masate came through and he said, Chiefs couldn't pay him what he wanted. They splashed all the cash on the useless Billiat. Many players will leave Chiefs because of financial reasons, which is reasonable. I wonder how true that is with a player like Billiat, who hasn't had the best of form, still being the highest paid player in the league. One wonders what Kaizer Chiefs' wage bill looks like and whether or not they'd be able to afford to play other star players in the same way. So interesting point there, Mahlate. Vincent closed by saying, the sooner he goes, the happier I become. He'll never put Hlompho Kekana or Andile Jali on the bench. He is just going for money. Can't even score a penalty. So a little bit of everything from those Facebook comments, which is quite interesting. Obviously some bitterness there from Vincent, but we can understand that when you signed a pre-contract during the league season for your title competitors. So there was always going to be some animosity, if you will. A few of you also sent your voice notes through, and here's what you all had to say.
George Maluleka is a good player. On my opinion, I think so. If a coach can give him a chance, he'll prove himself.
I'm really happy for Mr. George Maluleka on his new contract with the Brazilians. You know, but personally for me, as an individual, and this is my opinion, I don't think he's good enough for the club. And I don't think Sundowns really, really need George Maluleka. I just think they're doing it to weaken Chiefs. I mean, if you can tell me who is going to replace in that midfield, is it going to be Jali or is it going to be Kekana? What about Mabunda, who's still on the bench? What about Mahomi?
For me, I think Maluleka, he will do fine. As much as Kekana is getting old, yeah, Maluleka will get a chance and I think he will grab it by his hands. He's a good guy. uzothola nje isikhathi sokudlala into uzodlala kahle futhi ya uzodlala nemaluleka akuyona inkinga nje leyo uzoyithola i-game time and uyithola uzoyigqibha ngezandla zakhe zombili.
Well, I think that move was good for him because he has matured and has grown as a player. So yes, the fact that there's quality players at Sundowns who play that position with him will also be like some sort of motivation. And George is also a disciplined player, so he will be successful if, of course, he like get a chance to play. But once he plays, he'll play for good. I'm not sure whether who will he replace between Jali and Kekana, or maybe Pizzo will change the style of play, maybe use three central midfielders, or like maybe like play a 4-3-3 instead of the normal formation that he usually plays. Yeah, I think George will be fine there.
I do believe that George will be successful at Sundowns if he works hard, and I do believe that George plays more than one position, and I think it's gonna fit him.
Well, that's how we wrap up the Fan Reaction show for today. Thank you all for sending your voice notes through. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram for all the latest football news, local and international. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Aidan Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.